The Czech Development Agency was set up in 2008 under the Czech Foreign Affairs Ministry with the aim to help eradicate poverty in the world and contribute to sustainable development. Where is it helping today? How are the countries for development cooperation selected? And how has the coronavirus pandemic impacted its work? Those are just some of the questions I discussed with the head of the agency, Jan Sliva.
CzechAid is active in six so-called priority countries. And that is Bosnia, Cambodia, Ethiopia, Georgia, Moldova and Zambia. These are the priority countries of the Czech Republic's development cooperation, and the list has been put together by the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs and is valid up until 2023. And the countries have been selected according to a number of criteria. Well, first of all, we wanted to cover both the lower income and the middle income brackets and as wide a territory as possible. And that's why we have three so-called least developed countries, and that is Cambodia, Ethiopia, Zambia, and three middle-income countries, and that is Bosnia, Georgia, and Moldova. The other criteria are the presence of a Czech embassy in the country so that our project can be easily monitored, the need for donor intervention, and so on and so forth.
And how are you helping them? What kind of projects?
Well, we are a grant-based agency. So the bigger agencies such as, for example, France's AFD also use other tools such as loans and microfinance, but at CzechAid, our tools are fairly simple and straightforward. So we provide grants to project promoters to implement our project ideas. So that is the basic premise. Now, we focus on different sectors in each of our countries of operation based on the country's priorities. So, for example, in Ethiopia, we focus on access to clean water, the so-called WASH cycle, that stands for water, sanitation, and hygiene, on sustainable use of natural resources, on education. In Moldova, the focus is on clean water and sanitation, on social services. In Georgia, Cambodia, we're also strong in the health and social sectors, and so on.
So you consult them on their needs, basically, and then respond to that?
Yes, that's it.
Now, the coronavirus pandemic has changed the way we all work. How has it impacted the work of the Czech Development Agency?
Yes, well, it has impacted the way we work big time. Now, you know that our work depends on the ability to travel. The project promoters, and that is the companies and NGOs we hire to implement our projects, do so in the country of operation or in the country of destination. And when they cannot travel, they cannot properly implement those projects, or so we thought. Because now the pandemic has unleashed a huge wave of creativity. So, for example, we use local workforce a lot more. We do a lot more things online. So actually, we are now shifting the travel paradigm. And who knows, maybe we'll continue to work like that in the future, because it would certainly be more climate friendly.
Were there any special coronavirus-related projects this year?
Yes, there have been coronavirus or COVID-related projects. For example, in Zambia and Ethiopia, these were large-scale projects to support mainly healthcare services, access to clean water, and basically to educate people how to face and fight COVID. In the coming year, we will have more of those, and in fact, we are bound by the government to invest a percentage of our budget into COVID-related projects.
Do you give aid long-term, or do you prefer to focus on short-term projects?
Well, we're in it for the long-term, for the long run. The basic difference between development cooperation and humanitarian aid is that the latter is aimed at alleviating some immediate hardship stemming from, say, a hurricane or an earthquake, whereas development cooperation, which is what we do, and I say deliberately cooperation and not aid, is aimed to address long-term issues, and we seek to enhance the partner countries' development priorities explicitly. So that's a long-term process, and it requires a strategy, and it also requires cooperation among donors. And we are currently in the process of seeking more like-minded agencies to work on projects together to achieve a much larger leverage effect.
When you say long-term projects, how long-term is that? You said that the priority countries were set by the foreign ministry. How long do you stay in one country before you move on, and how often are the priority countries revised?
Well, the priority countries change from time to time. We work in five-year cycles, so that is the time frame. So basically every 5 years these countries are revised. Well, how long do we stay in a country? That's a good question, because, you know, the projects that we do have a long-term effect. So even if we leave a country, the dozens of projects that we had done in the country, you know, continue to work for the public benefit for many, many years to come.
So basically you help these countries, or you help the people to be able to help themselves in the future. You jumpstart projects there, and...
That's exactly it. We basically provide, you know, I wouldn't call it aid. I would call our activity development cooperation. We cooperate with the countries on their development priorities, on their development projects. And like you said, we help them to help themselves in the long run.
How important is cooperation with the Czech private sector in providing development aid?
Well, the participation of the private sector is obviously crucial. The public sector can never meet all the challenges on its own, and this is a universally accepted fact. CzechAid has a program designed to engage with the private sector. It's called B2B, business to business, and it supports the expansion of Czech businesses to developing countries. And the program is quite successful, although we would like more companies to apply for our support, but it's something to build on. Obviously, development cooperation is a major opportunity for Czech businesses, yeah? It opens many doors and can be a stepping stone to something much larger. Say you start with 500,000 Czech crowns from CzechAid, you gain a good reputation, you get some contacts, and the next thing you know, you might be bidding for a large international contract. So yes, we do work with the private sector. It is a priority, and we rejoice every time a company scores abroad with our support.
How great is the interest among Czechs in starting a business far from home? Because it can't be easy.
Well, great. I mean, you know, it's a matter of perspective. I mean, we do get, let's say, dozens of bids every year. And B2B has been around for a few years. We get between, let's say, 40 and 50 applications every year. So. That's not nothing, you know. I mean, to have 50 companies in a small country like the Czech Republic that want to start a business abroad is not bad. Now, we would like to expand, but I think this is already a very good base.
What kind of areas are we talking about? What are some of the most successful projects in this B2B scheme in the past few years?
Well, if we focus specifically on B2B, I mean, it's difficult to name just one or two projects, because every project we do contributes to development in the recipient countries in a big way. But, okay, I mean, there have been projects with a lot of disability, yeah, so let me name a few. Now, from the B2B side, in Cambodia, a Czech company is helping local farmers to produce some world-class pepper with our support. And this project is much appreciated in Cambodia. And obviously, when you commercialize such an enterprise, it's a win-win for everybody.
How has the work of the Czech Development Agency changed over the years in terms of whether you're sending goods, experts, services? Is there a significant change in the way that you help?
Well, I would say the main change is that we are no longer a startup. The agency has been around for 12 years. We have now become, an established, recognized international donor. Now, the big thing for the years to come will be to plug CzechAid into European projects. We would like to join Team Europe. This is a loose grouping of development agencies and development banks and the European Commission, and play a major role, you know, in implementing European projects. So this is something that we will focus on in the coming years, and we would like decade to be a proud and integral part of Team Europe.
The head of the Czech Development Agency, Jan Sliva, there. Thank you so much for your time and for your good work.
Thank you.